Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks, Rachel, for that introduction, and thank you to all of you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I'd love to jump into the book of Nehemiah toward the end of chapter 9. Now, if you were at Sugar Hill Church, you know over the last few weeks we've been teaching through this, but I probably didn't cover this. Let's jump into Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, and you might be saying, but wait a minute, I thought we were talking about Nehemiah. Well, we'll put those two together in a minute, but for now, let's jump into Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. So Christ has truly set us free. Now, make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. You see, I believe this to be true, that sin entangles and sin enslaves. It is outside the walls when we live in sin. So imagine that the walls of Jerusalem, maybe 12 or 15 feet wide at the base and going up to a place where people could serve on top of the wall, then you get the sense that within the walls is what we would refer to as we are in the city of God. We have been into the city, and there we find protection from Him. When we get outside of the wall, then what happens is sin entangles and enslaves. When I was a kid, man, I thought the greatest TV show of all time was Daniel Boone. Dude had like the coonskin hat on. Not really sure why he wore tights, but you know, that was a whole nother deal. But you know, Daniel Boone, every show, he'd go outside the fort, outside the walls, and he would wander in the woods and whatever he was doing. And then he got in a fight, and then he won, and then he'd come back inside the walls and kiss his wife and his little boy and have pot roast, and then everything was well. Well, that's kind of a vision of when we are walking with Christ, when we're trusting God with our life, we're inside His walls of protection. When we get outside, we realize that sin entangles and enslaves our life, and as a result, we are now captured. We're not living in freedom. We're not living in the freedom that we could have because we've made a choice to go the opposite direction. You see, it's outside the will of God for our lives, but unfortunately, even as Christians, we occasionally go outside the walls of safety and freedom. And that's why within the lives of some Christians, there are a lot of varying degrees of slavery. Things like envy, jealousy, greed, gossip, and wanting what God hasn't provided, they make us slaves. I want you to make sure that you see this truth, the truth that we need the second step for revival. We need to, as my pop used to say, fess up, son. We need to admit our true condition and our need for God. Now, here's the key phrase. Jesus died for all sin, but there is one He will not forgive. He will not forgive the one we will not admit. That's why we need to be fully and completely aware of our sinful state. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that His word has no place in our hearts. Listen, friend, the divine will not forgive the sin that we will not let go of, the one we will not let Him forgive. But why, Chuck? Why? Because there has been no genuine repentance. Friend, listen to me. A broken heart and a repentive spirit allows us to return inside the walls to find the protection of God. And I also believe that when we get in there, we find the joy of the Lord. You know, joy is something we don't use in the everyday life, and the word rejoice we don't use in the everyday life. But when we think of those, I see them as like God's arms wrapping around us in a protective way of His kids and saying that, I want you to know that I don't want you to get entangled in sin. I want you not to be enslaved to sin. I want you to live free. Listen, friend, the greatest way to live free is to first have a broken heart. God, I'm really sorry that I messed up. I made bad choices. I got outside the wall. And then allow God to say, well, come on in. I love you. And you say, but God, I don't deserve to be in there. I've totally messed up my life. Even more so, He says, then come on in. So my friend, listen, don't forget this text. So Christ has truly set us free. Now, make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Rest in the arms of the one we are to be aware of a holy God who can forgive and forget our sinful state. Oh, my friend, listen, what a great word for you to live in freedom today. I'd love to hear from you. Please shoot me a note at chuck@sugarhillchurch.com and let me know about your state. I'd love to pray for you and get to know you by way of email. God bless you, friend. Rachel, tell us all about what's happening at Sugar Hill Church later. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.